Hello and good evening. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. I think my microphone has gone a little crazy. Right. So it's Tuesday evening and it is my favorite time of the week. And I get to spend it with you. And we get to mash it up. And today I have on my show is Tanya Searle. Did I say it right?
Close. Sterl.
Sterl. Tanya Sterl. Sterl. And she is Sterl.
Sterl on style.
Sterl on style.
A little tongue twister.
Yeah,
there.
Just like, you know, got to get the name just right. And then, like, once I've got the name right, I can do it. So it's Tanya Sterl with Sterl on style. So let me just share with you my week before we get into it with Tanya. So, oh my God, I don't even want to talk about this, but I had a huge accident last week, Wednesday. And the accident was so bad. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was, you know, I think everybody's had one of these. Right? But what I do know from having this accident is that my humanity, I'm compassionate with myself, and I am really pretty damn confident. So, just to say, in a nutshell, I shit my pants. I seriously did.
My.
I really did. So I'm drinking lots of vegetable juice. And so it's 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. And I drunk, you know, vegetable juice, not realizing that I don't really eat that time in the morning, right? And so I drank it and I felt okay. And I walked about 5 blocks and my stomach started to like pulsate.
Mm-mm.
Right? And I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. Let me just continue on walking to where I'm going, because I was going to the subway station to go to a meeting and my stomach is churning. And I'm like, I can do it. And my instinct said to me, don't be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I think I should turn around and go back home. So in all, I walked 10 blocks and I'm walking like a geisha. You know, like this, trying to keep my legs together, trying to control my sphincter muscle, trying to ward off the heat, because my body is like going, oh no, oh no.
Oh yeah, my dear.
Right? So I get to the corner of my block and I can feel flax seeds, right, that I ate the night before.
Oh my.
Right, on my knees, on my knees, right?
No.
And I'm like, please God, don't let any of my neighbors come to talk to me, because I am like, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. And so you know when you're like, you know where your keys are in your bag, but you can't get to your keys fast enough?
No, of course.
I couldn't get to my keys fast enough, right? So I'm on my stoop. And I'm just like, oh my God, shit is down by my knees, literally.
Stop. Oh my.
And all my sacrum is like, it's
girl,
all up in my sacrum.
Oh my.
And I'm like, it's like soft syrup, right?
Except
and I'm getting
hot,
the
hat, soft syrup.
Hot, soft syrup.
Oh my.
Right? So I get in my house and, like, you know, I go to the toilet because there was like more to come, right?
Mm.
But I finally made it, took a shower, and then I had to sit down and think about myself for a moment. Had I not listened to my instincts, I would have got on the Q train. And I literally would have shit my pants right in the middle of the subway.
Oh my.
And you know, we live in the video viral era where people would have been like, and they probably would have made a video to, oh my Lord, I shit my pants, right?
You would have been.
That would have been me.
That
right?
woman.
I would have been, and guess what I was wearing? A thong.
Oh my.
So
oh
you
no.
know, nothing can hold.
Oh no.
There was nothing in there. But that was like, so I realized, you know what? I've got to have some empathy. I got to have some compassion for myself and realize I am a human being and these things happen. And so, like, I've been sharing this with people. And do you know how many people have come clean and said it's happened to me?
Oh, right.
Yeah, a lot of people. But nobody ever talks about that. So you're holding this shame in, right? But look, people, we're human being. I'm human being. I'm confident enough that if I'd have shit my pants, I'd have said, like, you know what? Excuse me, everybody, I've shit my pants and I need a tissue. Does anybody have a tissue? Does anybody have a towel, a diaper? I need something. I would have just walked it out on the train and there I would have been on videos all over the world as a lady with the thong that shit herself. And that was my week, people. That was my week.
Well, thank goodness anyway, you made it home.
I know, made it home, right? Thank God. So anyway, we are now, I mean, would Oprah talk about shit in her pants? I don't know. Ooh. But anyway, it's real, people. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's get on with the show. I'm really, really excited. We are going to talk about style tonight, right? So if you have an issue with your style, if you want to upgrade and elevate your style so that you can be looked at as a person that is stylish and not only a business person, well, you are listening to this right person. Tanya Sterl is Style on Sterl, and she's here to talk to us tonight about style.
Yes.
Style.
Yes.
So, welcome, Tanya. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Noreen. It's so fun to be here.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Tell you a little bit about me.
Yes.
I know, right? It's a little warm in here.
It's
hot in New York City tonight. Yeah.
Like, how did you get into style? Mm-hmm. Is this something that you were born with, or is it something that impacted your life coming up? Mm-hmm. How did you wear some odd piece of clothing to school and you got picked on, and then you decided,
how did you know?
And then you decided, you know what? I'm going to be so stylish. I don't know. Tell us, how did you get your start?
Oh my gosh. My humble beginnings as the daughter of an auto mechanic, mm-hmm. and my mother grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in suburban / rural Libertyville, mm-hmm. Illinois.
Okay.
Just north of Chicago. I was definitely like the black sheep of the family. I was definitely like the odd, creative little bird, uh-huh. floating around the neighborhood, making my own clothes, dyeing my own hair, like just always doing things a little differently.
I'm sweating like crazy.
Yes, my dear. She needs a nap.
I got one.
She needs a nappy.
I know. The pawsies, people. Okay. So you were, what color hair did you have? Mine was green.
Oh, my goodness. I've had bleached white blonde, uh-huh. jet black, fuchsia pink, and there were these, like, Zazu hair color dyes. We had Zazu hair color dyes in high school and these Vidal Sassoon colored mousses. Mm-hmm. So I think I went through every color from, like, copper penny to pink to black cat to, like, every color you can imagine. Yeah. And there was Manic Panic hair dye. Do you remember Manic Panic?
What color was that?
That was when I did the hot pink. That's when I did the hot pink, was the Manic Panic, yeah.
No, I thought green was, you know.
I love that you had green.
I had green.
I did not know that about you. Fun fact about Noreen Sumter.
And so when you say you were the black sheep, and how were you taken in school? How did people respond to you?
Sure, yeah, because like a small-ish suburban town. So it came about 7th, 8th grade. I would start to make my own clothes. I made a pair of like black leather pants with like a splash print off the shoulder top, very 80s at the time. Uh-huh. And yes, I would get teased and picked on, but I kind of just brushed it off and was like, well, at least I don't look like everyone else, and right. at least I'm not a follower.
Where did you get the style from?
Oh my gosh, just me being kooky and creative, I guess. Uh-huh. I mean, I did come high school, I did start looking at the fashion magazines, uh-huh. like Vogue and Harper's Bazaar, and I remember seeing like Linda Evangelista, uh-huh. in the pages of the magazine. And for me, I always had like short hair. I mean, my bra size is still the same size it is now as it was in in high school. Like, right. I never got like the curves like right. all the other girls were getting, and the boobs
neither.
And the curves and the long flowy hair. I wasn't that. I had the short hair. I was kind of tomboyish, underdeveloped figure, just
very. Oh my God.
Like picked on, like called, I don't even want to repeat the names that I was called because it's not worth revisiting horrible names by people that didn't understand. But then I opened up the pages of Vogue and I saw this supermodel, Linda Evangelista, and she had this big nose and this short hair, and I have this big prominent nose and this short hair, and I was like, oh, I can do my version of pretty. I can do my version of what makes like me happy. And I wrote a whole paper about her in like high school literature class. And it was from there that I realized everyone has their own unique expression
Absolutely.
Of style.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't need to be this cookie cutter. Like, you know, I grew up in the Midwest. It was like blonde hair, blue eyed, curvy. No, I was like, It's Odd Little Bird. So everyone, you can explore your own version of style, your own version of pretty, your own version of what makes you different. And that's how I've been ever since I've known it. There wasn't, it's not so much I was this rebel, like, oh, I just want to take everyone off
screw and everybody.
Be a rebel. It was right. just, I always just had my own rhythm and my right. own view and my right. own, I don't know, it was just different. Yeah.
I can relate. I yeah. can totally relate to yeah. that. Absolutely. You know, yeah. it's like growing up in London, I mm. always wanted new clothes, right? Mm. Because I just wanted to be a part of the fashion thing. And my father was like, no, I can't buy you clothes every week.
Right.
So it was either get myself a Saturday job, and...
I know, we're facing each other. Do you want to dig right. into the mic
no,
a little
fine.
More?
Get Good. Myself a Saturday job.
Yes.
And buy fabric or buy materials, but I couldn't have both. So I bought the fabric and then I learned to... I took T-shirts and cut them in a way that I would practice on a T-shirt, sewing it, and then I would cut it on my fabric.
That's amazing.
And so I made my own stuff.
Yes. Right? So you made your own
way.
Stuff
yeah,
too.
I did. And I was a little weird. They used to call me freaked out.
Freak. See, that was in high school. I was called a freak.
I was
part of the freaks.
Freaked out.
And you were called freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the Meadows. That's so funny.
But I didn't care.
6 degrees of saturation.
That's
separation.
Right. That's right.
Freaked
that's
out. And we
like,
were freaks.
That's why we like that song. When the
is in the seventh house.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
freak
we're
out. We
that
freak
in the
out
village.
The same way. Love it. We get each other.
Right. So, and really, my workshop is called Live Life Your Own Way, right? Mm-hmm. So Live Life Your Way,
yeah.
which is really own your voice, speak your truth, and live life your own way, not everybody else's way.
Yes.
Right? And I think when you live your life the way you want it to go, you're happier. You
Absolutely.
Don't have to prove it to anybody. You don't have to hide yourself. You don't have to, you know, there's a lot of things that you just don't have to do and you become yourself fully.
Yes.
So you're in New York. So like, did you go to college?
Okay, oh
so
my, yeah. Let's fill in the gap between,
Illinois.
High school being called a freak and dyeing my own hair and making my own clothes too. How did I make my way to New York City? My parents were really cool because they both saw that I was creative and artsy. My two older brothers were very different from me. And they really just encouraged it. And right. my mom saw that I loved to draw, sketch, cut and sew my own clothes. She was like, maybe you should become a fashion designer.
Right.
I was like, that's a great idea. So I knew that staying in the Midwest, I would not have the chances that I would get to excel in the fashion industry mm-hmm. as if I would if I moved to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at a bunch of different programs, and there was a program where I would transfer to the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City.
Right.
So I stayed a little close to home. I went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Shout out, UW-Madison. for 3 years, got involved with, we did some fashion shows there, got involved with like the local student union, did some DJ nights, like creative. So fun. My friends DJ.
Okay.
But
you
we would do
dance.
Theme nights and like, you know,
right.
it was just fun. And there was this magazine called Project X Magazine, and all the like club kids were in it at the time because it was like the late 80s, early 90s with like Michael Alig and Richie Rich and Sophia Lamar. And my friends and I at UW-Madison, we would look at these magazines where like, we need to go to New York City. We
right.
need to like find these people and express ourselves. I ended up being in the magazine like
I'm
years later.
Hold that thought. And we'll be
dreams
right
come
back.
True.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo!
with that.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And so we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I'm with Tanya Stirl.
Yes. So, hello.
So you came to New York and you became a club kid.
Yes. So that was the dream, right? Leave the Midwest, go to New York City, go to the Fashion Institute of Technology, leave the Midwestern roots, fly the coop. This little odd bird flew the coop and landed in New York City, Fashion Institute of Technology program. Oh, my God, it was intense. It was like 2 years in one. It would be like go across the street to classes, then go to the dorm, and then stay up till 4 a.m. working on projects. But then my friends and I, we would go to the clubs. We would go to Webster Hall, Limelight, and we would put on shows. We would make our own outfits. We had like alter egos. It was just like fun, crazy, creative time.
Right.
So that was while I was working at some of my first jobs in fashion. Mm-hmm. I worked in juniors apparel for like Rainbow Shops, Joyce Leslie, did really fun, young and fun. Because I was in my 20s, so that's what I related to, this, you know, young, funky, freestyle. And then when I hit my 30s, I was like, I want to kind of change direction a little bit here and go for a more mature, kind of serious, tailored collection. So I interviewed around. I worked for a local New York designer who was all made in New York, an entrepreneur, launched the business herself. Like everything was in-house from the pattern making to the sample room to everything. That was my closest experience to almost like owning and running my own company, because the owners would involve me in everything, sales, design, product. I knew how to sketch, sew, lead the fabric room, import the fabrics from Italy, like go to the trade shows, like everything. That's when I really learned
these are the things that people don't know about you, really.
Yes.
Right?
My, as a personal stylist, my background's fashion design.
Right. And so it's really good that you've done from nuts to bolt, nuts and bolts, or from suit to nuts.
Literally.
On how to like style a person, what to look like, what fabrics to use.
And how to pull a collection together, right? Because designing for another designer is pulling a collection together.
Right.
So everything I designed within that collection needed to be color coded and mix match.
Right.
Well, that's what I apply now as a personal stylist.
So now as a personal stylist, you pull all of those... What would you call them? All of those bits.
The tools. Bits, pieces, tools, techniques.
So you're actually designing a collection for an individual woman.
Quote unquote designing, right? I'm not doing the sketching and designing, we'll call it curating.
Okay.
We're curating her collection of clothes, but I get to choose from any and every designer that I have at my fingertips here in New York City, which makes it quite exciting.
And so are you always looking for new designers, new...
I am actually. That's what's interesting. When I launched my business 5 years ago, it was very easy for me to walk into like a Saks Fifth Avenue or a Lord & Taylor's because you have so many brands under one roof.
Right.
So it was very easy for me to walk through and find a bunch of different things for clients based on their personality, their profession, their taste level, and their budget. And now in more recent years, I mean, we've heard news of like Ivanka Trump walking away from her brand and the Lord & Taylor's Manhattan flagship store is going to be closing. And I thought, you know what? We're so lucky to be here in New York City. This like, this place of like creativity and entrepreneurship and people making their way and making their own businesses. So I am constantly on the search for new, cool, up-and-coming, either up-and-coming designers or established designers. Right. Who are just doing it differently, doing it their way, listening to what women really want to look like and how they want to feel in their clothing and really catering to that.
So what is your take on what women want to look like today?
Mm. That's a
let's look at.
No, it's all good. It's good, a general question though. I have to boil it down and get a little more specific.
Okay, so your clients. Who are your clients?
Yes, because it's interesting to say women, right?
Right.
When I think of women, then you think of women 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
What's your sweet spot?
I believe the ultimate goal, I'll answer it generally and specifically. Okay. I believe the ultimate goal is every woman has the right to embody their style in a way that truly projects who and how they are inside and out.
Right.
Right? Their personality, their profession, the message that they want to convey, how they want to be perceived, who they want to draw to them. Right? So that's, to me, women across the board, their version of beauty. And the clothing should be so integrated that you're not even thinking about what you're wearing. It's just, it's almost like a second skin.
Right. Okay.
That sounds right?
Interesting.
Birds have feathers. Animals have fur.
And
we can choose our clothes, right? So it's like, what feathers are you going to put on today? So I think for women in general, it's pretty universal. We just want to feel like ourselves and our best selves. The women that come to me are either the name and face of their own brand.
Mm-hmm.
They're established entrepreneurs who are either food photographers, fitness experts, who are traveling, you know, they're on TV, they're in TED Talks, or they're what I like to call either emerging corporate professionals. So they're women in their 20s and 30s, but now they're on the rise. They need that promotion, so they need to be seen for all the right reasons.
Right.
So they need that outfit, those details, the jewelry, the suit, the pumps to look just right. Then I have my established corporate professionals. Now, these are my women over 50.
Mm-hmm.
They've paid their dues. They've worked their way up the ladder. And now they're like, I've arrived. I don't want to look trendy.
Right.
I just want to feel comfortable in my clothes.
Right.
I want to look fierce. I want to look confident. But just like with no fuss, you know, just in a way that feels like them. So, yeah, I think the landscape of style is different depending on the industry you're in.
So pretty much what I've heard is that you're open and you like variety.
Yes.
But what's your sweet spot? Or is
I know
that
what's
like
my sweet spot. No, this is what's interesting. Most women that come to me are either turning 50, turning 60, and it's like this new body, this new age, this new perspective on life, and they're like, I don't want to look younger, skinnier, like impossibly whatever. I just want to look like me,
right?
Beautiful me, what that means for me now,
right?
Because they're like stepping into this new decade. You're not the same person in your 50s as you were in your 20s. Like, come on. Let's look at a picture of you and me in our 20s. It would be like, bah. These are my favorite women to work with because they are freaking wicked smart, at the top of their game, experienced. They are still vibrant and hot and sexy and active and like, oh my gosh.
Right.
And 90% of fashion world doesn't cater to them. 90% of fashion world is like celebrity. You have to be young and cute and like way too skinny and just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So I would say that's my sweet spot. And that's more and more women are coming to me over 40 who are just like, just style me now. Just make me look fabulous now.
So let me ask you
in all my
question.
Grace and age. Yes.
So with all your study, I mean, which I'm sure you've studied the decades, right, of women.
Yes.
And you know, when we look back, there was like a particular age you had to wear this because you were a particular age. You had to wear that because you're a particular age. And what I'm experiencing now, there are the classic look of the fashion stuff, right? They're not so trendy. It's like the different fabrics. It's the different, you know, textures or just the way it's cut differently. It can be fashionable, but it's tasteful and classic.
Yes.
Right?
That's my favorite.
So do you find that today's 50-year-old is a far cry from 50-year-old maybe like 20, 30 years ago?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What I see now, and that's what's interesting, just especially with my corporate clients, it's like they in their 20s learn to dress for corporate world from the women who are in their 40s and 50s, but in the 80s, right?
Right.
Harsh. Way too much makeup.
Dress for success, big shoulder pads.
The big shoulder pads. The big hair. Bigger was more. More is more. More accessories. More loaded on. Now, it's what you were saying. It's about like less is more.
Right.
Just being a little bit more clean, natural. you can just reveal yourself through right. the clothes. It's not about the women's version of the man suit, right? Because in the 80s, it was like, yes. in order to fit in, you got to dress like a man.
Yes.
Now it's like, you're allowed to wear a beautiful blouse with a statement sleeve, no jacket, with a pencil skirt, and right. still look totally professional and presentable in right. a corporate office, in a corporate setting. Or, thank goodness the market finally caught up to, how about we put sleeves on dresses, like elbow sleeves right. or three-quarter sleeves? Mm-hmm. Then we don't need a jacket.
Right.
Then we look tailored and professional, and we don't need the menswear jacket. And jackets and blazers are coming such a long way. They're collarless. They're shaped.
Right.
They're deconstructed. They're easy. They're made of knit fabrics that move. So I agree with you. And breathe.
And breathe.
Fabrics that breathe.
Right.
Because, you know, over 40s, we might start experiencing hot flashes.
And pawsies. The pawsies.
Girl, pawsies and sweaties. We call them power surges.
Yeah, I have a power surge.
They're power surges.
Don't touch
oh,
you,
yes.
I might electrocute you or drown you at the
yes,
same time.
Yes, yes.
So, women are, you're finding, so this conversation that, okay, so let me just back up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So today I had a conversation with a woman who just turned 50.
Mm-hmm.
She's starting her own business. It's really successful. She has an office at the top of the Empire State Building. And one of the things that she spoke about in this conversation that I had with her was that she's 50. That word 50 is like, she can't get it. She can't wrap her head around it.
Really?
Then she said that she lost 190 pounds. And I was like,
wow.
When she said it, I was like, oh, that just seems... Oh, she lost 190 pounds.
Wow.
So I was like, how did you do that? So she did gastric bypass.
She did. Okay.
Right? So as a woman that has just done gastric bypass, mm-hmm. is she, I'm going to say, emotionally ready to like take herself mm-hmm. on and create mm-hmm. a new look?
Mm-hmm.
Or I've experienced people who have been fat. I'm just going to say it, fat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still wearing their fat clothes, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Yes.
Is it time? When is it time for yeah. your body shifting 190 pounds
mm-hmm.
to take on creating new clothes?
Yeah. No, it's very interesting you ask that, because I've worked with one client over the years who was not ready to work with me. She thought she was and she wasn't.
Right.
She said she wasn't happy with her body at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did try to take her shopping, we were in the fitting room, and she kept turning around and looking at the same area of her body. And no matter what I put on her, she wasn't ready.
Right.
So it's a fine line. It could pull a woman over the threshold and be like, yes, I'm embracing the new me and my new body and my new outlook. Or they might need a different type of work.
Right.
They might need more emotional or spiritual work to
mindset.
Get them ready to totally accept the body they're in now.
Right.
But I've had clients that I've got tipped over that threshold, and they're like spinning around in the fitting room like, I'm ready to go on my first date, you know? So it's pretty profound, the power of style sometimes can do for a woman who's, you know, body is changing
right.
and
well,
shifting
changed.
Into the new or has changed.
So, okay, so we're going to take a break.
Sure.
And we're going to take a break, people, and then we'll be right back. I think, let's see what's going on here. Oh, I can't see what's going on. Do you have anybody on there? Okay, Ron says hi. Do you have it?
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc. Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, and we're back. This is Noreen Sumter from Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And today I'm speaking with Tanya Sturl
of Sturl on Style.
Should we do that again? Tanya Sturl with Sturl from Sturl on Style. I love that.
Yay!
So one of the other questions that I wanted to ask you is, like, you know, there are women that are bigger, right? Like, I would consider myself a bigger woman, mm-hmm. right? And but okay. Some people would say, no, you're not a bigger woman.
Yeah.
Right? But a bigger woman, let's just say in the world of, in my doctor's report, it says I'm obese.
Really?
Yes.
I find that shocking.
Yes. Well,
no,
you don't
know
how much I weigh, so that's a whole other story.
Yeah, but girl, you've got height, you're tall, you've got
that's
height,
why I can camouflage.
You've got a frame.
It's camouflage.
Yes.
Jay.
Camouflage. What's that print you're wearing?
Camouflage.
We've invented a new print. Oh, I love it.
So a heavier set woman. I don't know.
Yes.
Let's just say 16, 18, 20.
Let's talk bodies here.
Let's talk bodies, right?
Let's talk bodies here, my dear.
So what would you say to a woman who's like, it's got this conversation about she can't find clothes,
mm-hmm.
right? Where would a woman like that need to shop?
Mm-hmm.
If she wants good, I mean, I've seen bigger women, like, what's that? There's that Ashley Stewart, right?
Yes, Ashley Stewart's a little fun and funky, right?
I went to Ashley Stewart once and then started crying because I was like, I can't find any clothes and I'm in Ashley Stewart.
Again, every brand has its brand personality, its brand DNA. That's why I look for a lot of different brands because every woman I can match up to a particular brand. Ashley Stewart's a little more street, fun and funky. But it's really not about, you know, trying to be something you're not.
Right.
And it's not some women. The majority of women in the United States of America, I think it's over 60% are a size 10 or bigger.
Right.
That is actually the average.
Which is actually a European 12.
Thank you.
No, size, yes, it's a European 12.
Right.
Yeah.
So you are the majority. Let's just get that very clear. Yes.
The sweaty majority.
Ignore all those ridiculous fashion ads with impossibly stick-thin women. I do. I very often have clients come to me size 14, 16, 18, 20. And it's just about balancing your figure.
Right.
It's about taking your height into consideration and making sure the neckline isn't high and choky,
right.
you know, making you look shorter. Or it's about finding silhouettes and shapes that graze over the areas of where, what I like to say, where you carry your riches.
Well, I got a lot of riches, girl.
Some women are rich on top.
No, I'm not.
Some
I'm
women
like poor there.
You're a little more rich in the middle.
I'm rich in the middle.
Fine. Some women are rich
and
all
rich
over. And I always say share the wealth because, like I said, I could use a little more wealth up top myself. but really, it's just finding the clothing that are the right cut, shape, silhouette that balance your figure.
Right.
Based on your height, your shape, your silhouette. So some of my favorite business wear for women over size 10 is Lafayette 148.
Oh, I knew the designer of that.
Did you? Yes. When? Oh, the previous designer, though.
Oh, my gosh. It's gone right out of my head.
Oh, this is terrible. I can't remember.
Fort Greene.
I adored him when he was the original designer.
What is his name?
Yes.
It's gone right out of my head. word. It'll come.
Please
to me.
Tune in and remind us your name.
Remind
you
us of the
former designer.
The original designer of Lafayette 148.
From Lafayette 148.
Right.
The best fitting pants around. Now, granted, you're going to invest a little more. They're closer to $200 to $250. When I put these pants on my clients that are over a size 10 and, you know, over 40, they're just like, oh my gosh, pants that fit me. Not this whole like bizarre skinny jean trend looks like they're painted on your body. Like, why does every single pant have to look like it's painted on your body? No, it shouldn't be that. Lafayette 148 pants fit amazing.
I have Lafayette 148 dresses.
And the dresses, yes.
Good quality.
And I'm a
Edward. Edward Wilkinson.
Shout out to Edward. Lafayette 148 does beautiful, high quality fabrics. And I'm like a fabric snob because of my training as a fashion designer. Mm-hmm. I will literally like touch someone's garment and I'll be able to be like, that is 80% wool, 20% poly, and 10% spandex. Like, right? This is the fabric we wear next to our skin. Mm-hmm. It should feel good. It should feel soft. It should breathe. So they're one of my favorite brands. Tahari does some great designs for sizes. They go up to about a size 14, 16. And then Michael by Michael Kors, they have a separate plus size collection. Calvin Klein does a whole separate plus size collection.
Oh, good.
So look at your favorite brands and then look online to see if they have quote unquote plus size, which to me that whole term needs to be reinvented.
Right.
So yeah, there's definitely voluptuous size, but there's definitely options and
Rubenesque.
When the Rubenesque was the ideal.
That's
why
right.
Can't we get back to that?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So now let's go to the opposite, but let's go down to size.
Yes.
Women who we know, is Alicia. Alicia Collections New York, right? You work with her.
Yes.
And she works with people
Aisha, yes.
Aisha.
Shout out to Aisha.
Aisha New York Collections. And she works with women who are smaller.
Yes.
Like 000.
True. Well, she works with all sizes as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's 00 to 16 on her collection, and she does do custom. You just have to understand, as a fashion designer, there's this thing called pattern grading, and you have to pay millions of dollars to get like patterns graded to other sizes. Anyway, so most fashion designers start with an average quote unquote size scale just to be able to keep their costs down and hit that target market. But the beauty of her designs is she does cut for a 00, but the beauty of hers is it actually gives the woman curves.
Right.
Because she nips.
Yeah.
Yes. She nips in the waist. She allows for a little curve in the derriere. She buttons right under the bust line to give yourself almost like a little illusionary lift. Thank you. To give you a little lift where you need it. So, yes, on the Converse side, I do have my most petite client is 4'11".
Right.
And a size 4 shoe. Can you imagine where I have to go to try to find a size 4 shoe?
Can you find a size 4 shoe?
Like, yes. Nordstrom's.com.
Okay.
Only online, not in store. But yes, if you're petite, a lot of my clients whose background is either Chinese American or, you know, they're very petite.
Right.
Right. And a little bit more straight bodies.
Right.
And I've had a couple clients to say, I work in corporate world and I report to men, like, I need to look not just size appropriate, but I need to look a little more mature.
Right. And so a lot of these women buy children's clothes.
Exactly.
Right. And children's clothes are not going to cut it.
Children's clothes are children's clothes. You're going to show up to work looking like a child, not a full grown woman.
You're going to show up to work in a little party dress.
Yes. And one of my clients, I styled her and she was actually more petite than 4'11". She was 4'6", believe it or not. Oof. Yeah. Tiny, but curvy, hourglass figure.
Proportionate.
So, but she was wearing everything like too small or too short of the children. So we finally found the clothes and invest in a great tailor.
Right.
That can get these clothes to fit your body and do lengths to the knee. You know, do necklines not too low. So there's a way to work with.
Invest in a tailor, whether you're big or small.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's very rare to buy something right off the rack that's going to fit you perfectly. So ladies out there, don't be sad and discouraged if you go into a store and put something on that says a certain size and you put it on and it's too small or too big and you're like, wow, what the heck size am I? Nothing's going to fit you perfectly off the rack.
Right.
Invest in a great tailor.
Okay.
Pay attention to length.
Let's talk about tailoring, right? So do you have to have a tailor or can you take it to your dry cleaner?
Okay. Okay. Yes and no and yes.
Okay.
And what I say is there are some brilliant tailors found at your local dry cleaners.
Right.
What I say is test a garment first to see their level of what they can handle. Take a simple skirt, get it hemmed. Take a simple pant, get it hemmed and the waist taken in the back.
Right.
See how they do with a simple garment before you bring them like your $500 leather jacket that needs like the waist taken in and the sleeves shortened and.
Right.
So get the size that almost fits you, maybe with a little room. You can always take in. It's harder to let out.
Right.
You can buy sleeves and lengths that are longer, get them shorter, but you don't go shorter and try to let out a hem. That's not going to happen. There's no fabric
there. Because you've got that crease and it's never going to go away.
And the crease that never goes away.
Right.
No. Exactly.
All right.
So find your friendly neighborhood tailor. They will become your new best
friend. So how would somebody get in touch with you?
Oh my goodness. I start with a discovery call, my dear, because it's all just about let me hear what your challenges are with your wardrobe. Let me hear what your goals are with your image, what you're going through life, who you're trying to attract, what's the job, who's the ideal partner, how do you want to dress? And just start with a discovery call and email me. It's tanya@sterlonstyle.com.
Spell that.
And Noreen's going to make me spell it out for you.
Yeah, I think you need to spell it.
And it's true, because it's Tanya with an I, T-A-N-I-A, at sterlonstyle.com.
Style on Sterl.
Sterl on style.
Sterl on Sterl.
But it's also style on Sterl.
Sterl, you got both.
We got both, girl.
Okay, good.
We're styling on Sterl. We're Sterl on style.
It's like style on steroids.
Yes,
that's what I think about.
Exactly. I love that.
So, I was going to ask you, I'm going to ask you a question about what is it that... Okay, we're doing something together. You're going to be attending my Lunch and Learn.
Yes,
and you're
my
going to
dear.
Be one of the speakers at my Lunch and Learn.
I'm so excited.
So let me just
Thank
explain
you.
To the people. Every third Tuesday of the month, I do a Lunch and Learn in the city. It's usually at some... This month is going to be at PayPal, which PayPal is hosting it. And we'll have some lovely lunches, which is included. Mm-hmm. And Tanya is going to be our speaker. So if you're interested in participating in that, you can reach us at NAWBO, N-A-W-B-O, NAWBO, which stands for the National Association of Women Business Owners. And it is going to be at 12 noon, so you can come a little tiny bit early. And we're going to have talk and lunch and networking, and you're going to find out about style. We're going to talk about a lot of different topics. Right?
Oh, I'm going to have visuals. We're going to have live demonstrations, before and afters. Oh, my God. If you don't know how to find your style, come to this Lunch and Learn. There's going to be so much juicy visuals for you to inspire from to figure out what's your style. Like, what's that thing that makes you different?
And can a person have more than one style?
Absolutely.
And what's the average number of styles that people have?
No one's ever asked me that before.
I know, but like,
that's
you know.
A thought.
Is it like style is based upon mood? Because I know I dress according to how I'm feeling.
See, I'm a moody dresser too. Let's follow that up. Yeah. Should we dive into that now?
Yes.
Or
we'll dive into that in 1 minute. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Hello, and so we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I am online with Tanya Sterl from Style on Sterl.
No, Sterl, you keep reversing. I thought I was the only one that reversed things.
Style on Sterl.
Oh my gosh.
Sterl on Styles.
We are birds
Style,
of a feather, my dear.
Okay, we certainly
Let's say
are.
It together. Sterl on Sterl, Style.
Sterl on Style.
Sterl on Style.
And has sexy radio voices.
That's right.
And so if you'd like to call in, you can call in and ask Tanya a question. 877-480-4120. I should have offered that earlier, and I didn't. So if you want to call in, 877-480-4120. And give a shout out if there's anybody in that you know on there.
Yes, give us a call. I love Q&A because style is so personal and right. So individual. So... we'll be doing your Lunch and Learn August 21st. We'll have a Q&A session
Absolutely.
There because that's what I've culminated over the last 5 years. Any style tips that I give are based on my clients,
right.
My clients' concerns, questions, you know, pantyhose that doesn't fall down, bras that fit
People
well.
People still wear pantyhose?
Under Yes.
Good.
Yes, let me tell you. The more sheer, the better.
I wear them in the wintertime.
Yes, right?
I don't wear them in the summer.
Snuggly and warm. No, you're totally allowed to go bare legs in the summer,
okay, good.
Even when you're in corporate. So yeah, no, I love questions because that's how I learn and that's how I gauge and that's how I.
So what was the question
find?
I told you to hold that thought before we went to break? It was about how much different styles.
Oh, how many different styles? Yeah,
and we're moody stylists. People.
You and I are moody stylists, so we dress according to our mood. Right, tonight we're wearing black. It's so funny we didn't even plan this. We're wearing black knit t-shirt dresses with black and white sneakers because it was raining outside.
Yeah, and I popped mine with a little bit pop of color.
Popped it with jewelry. Yes, she's got these wonderful pink laces. She customized her sneaks.
Yeah, I customized my Converses.
Because
I love these Converses.
I love those cons.
And I've worn Converses with a really great dress.
Yes.
And underneath a long dress.
Yes.
With at a fancy do with my Converses on.
Love. No, it's so badass.
And it's, you know, like...
It's your style.
Yeah.
Embrace it. But then I'll see you... I've seen you another time where you're just in like... beautiful head-to-toe flower print full flowy maxi dress. I'm a moody dresser too. I will more often than not I'll wear more neutral colors, mm-hmm. like stones and beiges and blush pinks. I used to wear like really juicy poppy colors, and I think because when I first moved to New York City and I was kind of like this little bit tough kind of punk kind of fashion goth girl, I wore so much black all the time,
right.
that now I'm like, oh, there's this whole other world like beyond black. Imagine that.
Beyond black.
But every woman is different, right? So I have some women who are more understated and they just want this minimal wardrobe, 30 pieces that are modular that'll mix and match. Then I have the moody, meaningful Renaissance, rich colors, textures, layers, velvets, laces, I'll have, you know, oh my God, I have this one, like my two food photographers, for example. One of them is, she's German, and she's has this very clean, streamlined approach to her work. It's very, right? It's very linear and neat and balanced and minimal, right? So I style her differently for her meetings.
You style her according to her food?
A little bit. Well, also according to her red hair. Right. So she's more in autumn. So I put her in beautiful, like, russets and oranges and burgundies and back to, like, navies and denims.
Right.
Then my other food photographer that I style, she's curvy. She loves the color purple. She's half Egyptian. She loves rustic foods and you know, earthy things. So just think of the listeners listening in. Think of the food photographer who's this more clean, linear approach, and think of the food photographer who's half Egyptian and curvy. You wouldn't style these two women the same way. So everyone has this beautiful blend. And when I first work with a client, that's what I get to. And I end up naming their style mantra. Like, I come up with a style mantra for you so that you can repeat that to yourself and let it resonate.
Give us an example of that.
Oh my, like for me, I'm a little bit avant-garde with a modern minimal twist. Like I like clean, simple, but I'll put something in there that's a little shocking or a little avant-garde in my jewelry or my haircut. Modern day, you know, Renaissance woman who loves to travel the world.
Right.
You know, that evokes a different kind of style. It's so funny. It's like I wish I had my clients right in front of me. I need to think of a client to get inspired by it.
I enjoy
what do you like,
long
Noreen?
Dresses.
Yes.
That literally drag on the floor.
Yes.
Like
an empress.
Like it makes me feel like I'm sort of Victorian.
Yes.
You know, but there's a little bit of flow about it. I'm not so rigid.
You've got this.
I do love long dresses.
And you have the height to carry these long dresses. And it's so funny. I've been embracing long lengths too. So for you, you are this like edgy empress, right? You've got this like long flowy silhouettes, the way you carry yourself. You have this vibrant, beautiful,
thank you,
positive, energetic presence. So you're the edgy empress.
And I like
mantra.
These earrings I love, which I bought at B. Altman's many years ago, just when they were closing. So these were Etruscan, and they're about 110 years old, right?
The earrings you're wearing are 110 years old. That's amazing. No, jewelry can be the telltale
into
a woman's
soul.
So I
like things like this. And this is like 1970s Avon.
Yeah.
And I have a bracelet to go with it and the earrings.
I love that.
So that, you know, I like things like that.
Exactly. But see how you can mix it up? You can take a piece from Avon and then these 110-year-old Etruscan earrings, and they totally work together.
Right.
That's the fun of style.
And then I have my...
That's making it your
my
own.
My bamboo hoops.
Yeah,
right, which I had on last week, which are like vintage 1980s bamboo hoops sitting on the bus stop sucking on a lollipop.
That's
like that.
Right. Rock it.
I just did my hair up and rocked it with a corporate
look. Yes. Oh, no. It's fun. And I think accessories are the easiest way to play and experiment with different styles. When I first walk into a client's new home, new closet, working with her for the first time, I go to the jewelry first.
Right.
The jewelry is the telltale into your personal style. Is it minimal? Is it opulent? Is it... Oh my gosh, is it something from your grandmother that you inherited? Is it 110-year-old Etruscan? You know, that says a lot about your personality.
And this ring is 1920s. I got it in Barcelona, so it's like a 1920s ruby ring, right?
Beautiful.
So this is something I got in Barcelona.
Yes, right? So travel treasures.
I love jewelry that has a story.
Yes.
Or that's like old.
Yes. You know,
so that's kind of like
a history and a story. And that's all about you and your brand. You love digging into other people's stories and histories. And so you're so wearing your
brand. It's really what I'm getting from this conversation is that we are what we kind of sort of are what we do. Like there's telltale signs of what I'm about, what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that idea.
Yes.
So it's like looking at, if you're watching this, what is your telltale sign? You know, 877-480-4120. And you could be a man or a woman. Do you ever style men?
I don't.
You don't?
I no, and there's a reason for that.
Okay, give me the reason.
I adore men. As I adore women, I adore men. Two reasons. One, my background and experience is 15 years in the fashion industry working, designing women's clothes.
Right.
So I know women's clothes inside and out. And if you break down just the area of women's fashion, mm-hmm. do you know how much I have to cover?
A lot.
Dresses, blouses, bras, jewelry, shoes, pantyhose. It's like this plethora. Menswear is a whole other area of right. learning. You know, the ties, the shoes. So I actually have a colleague, an associate.
Yes, who I've met.
Yes, Tavia Sharp of Styled Sharp. So if you are a gentleman listening in, you should go to styledsharp.com and contact Tavia Sharp to get right. your menswear style on. It's just what my passion is as well. I believe that women...
If your life depended on it, could you style a man?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Oh,
but
yes.
It's just choice. It's something you just
oh, yes.
Do.
And I've styled transgender women, transgender men.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of those come my way
right.
over the years, and it's like it's all just about. To me, it's about finding that version of your personal expression with no judgment around
right.
it. Let's just celebrate
who
and how you are.
Live life your way.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So we've got two more minutes to the end of the show. Hasn't it gone very quickly?
It's gone quickly.
Is there anything that you would like me to ask you? Any question that you want me to ask you? Tell me what it is and I'll ask you. That's my thing.
What's my favorite color?
Okay. What's your favorite color? I'm sure being a stylist, you know, is it a color of the moment? Is it a color that you've always liked? Mine is red.
And yours is red. It's interesting because my favorite color has changed through the years.
Right.
Used to be coral, like that beautiful, juicy, deep coral. And now it's this new version of this kind of 1920s inspired, muted, corally, blush pink color.
Okay, I know the one.
It's hard to describe, but whenever I see it, I just feel like...
It's like a dusty pink kind
yes,
of
like
color.
A dusty pink, but it has a little richness to it. Not
right.
pastel.
No.
A little more depth to it than
right.
that. Yeah. My favorite color has changed over the years, though, which is interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
So on that note, we're going to complete. So just give us your email address again.
Yes, it's Tanya@sterlonstyle.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter. It's all at Sterlonstyle. I always post juicy style tips, new collections I'm finding, great style tips. And if you go to my website, Sterlonstyle.com. You can sign up for my newsletter and then you'll be on my newsletter list and you'll get to hear about the events that I'm doing. You'll get to hear about new and juicy style tips. So just, I'm not looking for followers. I'm looking for people to like join the club.
Engage
and join the Sterlonstyle club.
So,
Come on, ladies.
I'd just like to thank you for coming in
Noreen,
on my show.
Thank you.
And also can join us on the 21st of August, where you can get more style on Sterl. This is Noreen Sumter signing off from Beyond Potential. Live life your way, and you live life your way this week, and see you again next week. Bye!
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.